let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onanta.
Bonjour, Randy. Comment ça va?
Très bien. Et toi?
Very good. Very good. Happy to be in Montreal.
That's what it for my French. So,
yes. Well,
and you know, I took it in university too, and I forgot all of it. So,
I know you have to keep it up.
Yeah. Use it or lose it. So, were That's you using right. much of it in Montreal?
You know, the street signs are all in French, but the majority of the people understand either language, French or English. So you'll have no problem communicating here, which is really nice. I thought I would, but nope, all is well.
That's good. So you're in Montreal right now. When yes. we last chatted, you were still in Newfoundland. So get us up to date on going from Newfoundland to Montreal.
Right. So the last day in Trinity, we went on a boat ride, which I would recommend anybody who's visiting that area to do so, because it's really nice to be able to see, hopefully some marine wildlife, definitely lots of different birds, including puffins, and just the coastline. Rugged is a wonderful way to say the description of it, because, you know, over time, wind, salt, and the water have really made the cliff sides gorgeous. So I would recommend it. And we had a great skipper on the Trinity Eco Tours, Skipper Steve. And I have a little interview with him on my Facebook and Instagram. So check it out and you can hear what you'll experience. Now, we didn't see any whales because we are in off season. It's September, right? So the whales have gone on to other places, but very lovely, very lovely. And then we headed up to, after our stay in Trinity. Oh, just before, just for fun fact, there's a lot of Netflix filming around there. I don't know if you watch the show Severance, I think it's directed by Ben Stiller. Mm-hmm. They have an episode in, Trinity. So interesting. Yeah, it's kind cool. of interesting. So we headed up to Trinidad. We have a car. So it was 3.5 hours of driving and, you know, take your time, spend some time. Like, we went through Terra Nova National Park. So very interested. You could stop, have a little walk around, visit a nice little town for lunch. But Twilling Gate is known as the iceberg capital of the world. It's got great outdoor hiking trails, neat little shops, and good East Coast cuisine. So, again, if you are wanting to experience some more Newfoundland culture, this is a great place to go. So, you know, as we drove up, there's different points of interest. You could stop in this great little hamlet called Boyd's Cove and make a quick detour to Biotech Interpretation Center. And that's where you learn about the village that was there 300 years ago. You could go on a little walk. It's about a mile or a kilometer and a half, where you get to pass by an archaeological site where you can see outlines of the house pits from the village. So, also, it's just really interesting to just enjoy the nature of the destination, because it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Now, again, we're in September, so we didn't see any icebergs, and that's when you come in May or June, and that's when you see them. And they're quite spectacular. I do have some guests that went last year, and they loved it. And they are quite sights to see. But just on its own, Twilling Gate as a community, it's got lots of little galleries. And we went to the Twilling Gate Museum and Craft Shop. You can see, learn about the history. Really nice locally made handicrafts that were there. I got a quilt, a nice Newfoundland quilt. And I also learned about mummers and mummers. Have you ever heard of mummers?
No.
Yeah, they make mummers into dolls and soapstone carvings and such. And they're individuals who, during the Christmas season, disguise themselves as outlandish costumes. And it's made from household items, and they go house to house, often unannounced. And the hosts try to guess the mummer's identities, engaging in guessing games. They're offered food and drink, and then they're sent on their way. And if you guess it, they take off their mask or their costume so you know who it is. If they don't, they just continue. It's very lovely, like folklore and tradition. It's quite sweet. And then we went to this, another really fun little studio. It's called Scott Spensel's Art Studio. You can see the largest, giant lobster trap that's outside his studio. You could check out his pencil art, and it illustrates different symbols of Newfoundland, from landscapes to wildlife. And some of the prints even come with frames from upcycled lobster traps. So lots to do, lots to see. We went up to Long Point Lighthouse, got to see from that viewpoint just the majestic scenery that you can see from the lighthouse. And then, you know, when on a foggy day, you can hear the fog horn, and then when you kind of can, you know, pair it with the waves crashing, it's, mm-hmm. it's kind of a fun experience, and there's lots of hiking trails around it. So from Twillingate, we did head by flight. We drove back to St. John. It's about almost a 5-hour drive, but you could also fly out of Gander or continue your journey up to Deer Lake and explore Gros Morne National Park. But keep in mind, it's a small island, but it's got lots of driving. So keep in mind that. And then, you know, flying with Rouge Airline, we arrived early. It was just a 2.5-hour flight. When you get to Montreal, you could either, you know, line up with your travel advisor, a private transfer to your hotel, or take an Uber or a taxi, just to forewarn you. Both of those have long lineups, but we took a bus. It was called 747, and it goes right from to different hotels areas downtown Montreal. And even though they had warnings about traffic delays between the airport and downtown, it only took us 15 minutes, and it was like $12. Oh, so nice. Very, very cheap and cheerful. We always like that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But, yes. And then when you're in Montreal, like, I would recommend either, if you're going to, you know, sightsee around, get a multi-day metro pass, depending on the length of your stay. It'll save you tons of money if you're planning to see lots of the sea. And if you took that 747, the first 24 hours are included in your ticket on the metro. So you get some value there as well. The afternoon when we arrived, we just wandered around. We went down to Old Montreal, which is a part of the city that gives you European vibes. It dates back to the 17th century, has cobblestone streets, and it's just fun to wander. Don't have a destination. Just take in the buildings and the restaurants and, you know, some of the oldest streets include Rue Saint-Paul, and plenty of French architectural influence. And then, what we also did was, there's a market. It's a market with, that's kind of like a shopping mall now. It's called Banser Core. That was good. Or the main area where kind of people gather is Place Jacques Cartier. So lots to see here. We enjoy the Notre Dame Basilica. It's like a Gothic revival church that is a must see. Now, if you are, there is an entry fee, unless you're attending mass. So if you are going to pray, that's a good way to get in. But if not, you have to pay about $18. And it's where Celine Dion got married. So that's kind of fun.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yes. And then we went to see Aurea Montreal there. And that's like it's an immersive experience that has a lot of lights, lighting and visual, like video projection and music. And it kind of reveals the architectural and the richness of this neo-Gothic art piece. So it was really nice. And then nearby is the old port of Montreal. Again, a beautiful area to walk around. It's right on the St. Lawrence River. You can go to get some really great views on the Montreal Observation Wheel. It's a really large Ferris wheel, largest in Canada. And it's not that old. It's like was added in 2017. And then from the Ferris wheels, you can get a view of old Montreal as well as the river. What we did the first full day we were here, we went on a hop-on, hop-off double-decker bus tour. It runs seasonally between May and October, and it does cover, you know, popular sites and neighborhoods. So like the Dorchester Square or Montreal, Chinatown. You go up to Mount Royal Park. So kind of fun to get oriented. And I'm always saying it's a good place, a good start to a trip, right? Mm-hmm. Is to do a hop on, hop off. Of course, eating is part of my journey. And yesterday we tried, you know, the smoked beef or smoked meat that's here, the sandwiches.
Yeah, the Montreal smoked meat sandwiches.
Yes, yeah. And then I tried poutine. I only think you can do it once a trip. It's pretty rich, but it's very yummy. You can't leave, right, without it. And there's different places that are kind of famous for it. For the smoked meat sandwiches, you might want to go to Schwartz Deli. That's very popular. And another place that we're going to venture out to see is in Little Italy. There's a public marketplace called Jean Talon Market. So, you know, there's lots of things to see and to do. You can get around by bike or scooter. Like you can rent bikes from Bixi bike stations or take an eco or e-scooter tour on foot. Very walkable city. Like, you know, most of the sites are in a very small area, but there's buses or a subway to connect to. Take a bus tour or sightsee from the city from the St. Lawrence River. I find Montreal, I feel safe. I wouldn't let my guard down because tourists still are a prime target in any city, but you don't need to feel anxious during the day or even at night. There's a lot of people around, mm-hmm. To, you know, make you feel comfortable in your ventures out.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yes.
So overall, what was the big highlight for you in Montreal so far?
I would say Montreal, like it, because it really did give you a vibe that you're a European vibe. You still felt you were in Canada, but it just felt, you felt like you were on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Oneta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Follow her images of Newfoundland and Montreal and other places on her Instagram and Facebook feeds and her website, onettaforbes.com. Always good chatting, Oneta. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.